God has laid something on my heart that I want to chat to you quickly about this morning. And that is the spirit of offense. We live in a day and age where there's been a spirit of offense unleashed that absolutely boggles the mind. A spirit of offense. Do you fight and struggle with the spirit of offense? Has anybody offended you lately? A simple yes or no. Let me know. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And you know what? A simple WhatsApp yes or no. Not your name. I'm not here to expose you. A simple yes or no. Are you easily offended? Has somebody recently offended you? Said something somewhere, somehow? Done something that offended you? We live in a day and age where it's the selfie age. It's people are easily offended for various reasons. And with the modern day so-called smartphones and technology, I'd like to think there's nothing smart about them, because we can easily be offended with our smartphones. Somebody just say, yes, 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 yes. I've been offended recently. Het jy aanstoot onlangs geneem? Het iemand jou aanstoot gegee? 082-657-2729. A simple yes or no. A simple yes or no would be suffice. And already the WhatsApp line just exploded with people saying, yeah, yeah, somebody offended me. Yeah, somebody that says, no, 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 not me, not me. But I want to talk about the spirit of offense and how easily we take offense. And so just this morning, coming to the radio station, talking to a colleague of mine, saying, you know, isn't it funny how easily we take offense? Do you know what the blue tick is when we talk about WhatsApp? What the blue tick is when somebody read your message and you ask them a question and you can see that they've read that message, but they don't come back to you. And I've said to that to this colleague of mine, I said, have you ever been offended by somebody on WhatsApp? Do you know of anybody that's ever been offended because you don't reply? And this person looked at me and says, yeah, you. You are that person. You've taken offense because I didn't come back to you. Hoe lang vat het voor het ons terugkom na iemand toe? As iemand vir jou 'n vraag vra. Another way where we easily take offense is in the writing of emails, because it's void of all emotion. And sometimes it's better to talk to somebody than writing an email, because if they see the expressions on your face and what you're saying and yeah, the intonation in your voice, well, at least they can understand what you're talking about. But an email is just such a cold piece of technology, just blurting out these words that can so easily give offense. Ek wens jy kan my WhatsApp lyn sien. Mense wat sê, ja, ek het aanstoot gevat in die onlangse verlede. 082-657-2729. Mense wat sê, yes, I've taken offense. You know what? What are we to do with this offense, with this spirit of offense? What are we to do? Maybe you've lost a good friendship. Maybe somebody is just avoiding you, and for the life of you, you don't know if you've offended this person somewhere, somehow. What have I done? What did I do wrong? Why is this individual avoiding me? And we so easily take offense. Now, the Bible speaks about it very clearly. Thank you so much. Let me just thank you first and foremost. Yes, people has offended me, but it's up to me to allow the offense or to let it go, says somebody here. I see you. Thank you so much. Your last numbers ends with 3863. Thank you so much. I said I won't expose names, and that's not what we're here for. But yes, so true. It's up to me to allow the offense to affect me or to let it go. Somebody once said, it sit well with me, but it so much makes so much sense. The individual said, if somebody spit on you, you have two options. The one is to take offense, and the other one is to let it go. Truth is, the only thing that happened to you is that you wet. And yes, culturally, that's a very rude thing to do. And so we struggle with the things because we don't understand culture. We don't understand why somebody's been offensive. We don't understand constructive criticism. We don't understand cultural horizons. And so we can easily take offense. You just have to go to your Facebook page and see the way that people speak to one another. How easily people take offense. What does God have to say about offense? Whoever covers an offense seeks love, says the Bible. Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. Does that sound like you? Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Yes, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But love covers a multitude of sins, of which the spirit of offense is one. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love is not easily provoked or offended. Now, I know that the Bible says in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. Many unloving, unkind people. And so, it's easily to be offended. Because the Bible says, evil shall be abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And so, yes, we have to admit, there's a spirit of offense from the pit of hell that Satan and his hordes are driving. But you know what, this one listener just summed it up so beautifully this morning. It's still up to you to let it go. It's still up to you to let it go. The Bible says in Matthew, listen to this, Matthew 5. Now here's a lesson, why not? Take note. Therefore, it's there for a purpose. The Word of God, the beauty of Scriptures. Hebrews 4 and verse 12. Let it cut unto bone and marrow this morning. So I'm taking you to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 23. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, that your brother has something, let alone you being offended by somebody else. Your brother against you. What does the Bible say when this happens to you? What does the blueprint for happy living say? What does God's instruction book say? It's not a suggestion book. It's not a feel-good book. It gives us direction. It helps us to simplify life. It helps us in our walk as Christians. The Bible says, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother. Now, this is a difficult thing here. This is a difficult thing. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. The Bible says in verse 25 of this same Matthew that we're reading from, Matthew 5, it says, agree with your adversary quickly while you're on your way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and you'd be thrown in prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. And you see, there's another reason why people can get offended. Because maybe I borrowed you 10 bucks or lend you some money, and you've never paid it back. You've made that promise. We've never ever spoken about it, but you know, it's hanging like a two-edged sword between the two of us. Money. People get offended for many reasons. Mother-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, son-in-laws. Jy nie my seun reg behandel nie. And we forget that it's no such thing as a daughter-in-law, but your daughter now. Jy nie my dogter reg behandel nie. It's not your son-in-law, it's your son now. And we walk around with this offense. Jou hoenderpastei smaak nie soos myne nie. Jy dink jy bak beter as ek. Can you hear how easily we can take offense for the simplest of things? And the Bible says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar. Now, of course, there's the flip side to it as well. Ek wonder net hoeveel van ons laat staan ons goed en gaan maak eers reg. Gaan maak eers reg en dan kom ons terug. Now in this same book, I want to take you to Matthew 18. I know it's early Monday morning, the 7th, and we're talking about the spirit of offense here, if you've just tuned in. But in Matthew 18, verse 15, it talks about the offended brother. The offended brother. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, don't write him an email. Don't send him a WhatsApp. The Bible says, go, get up from your behind, climb in your car, buy a train ticket, plane ticket, whatever. Go and tell him. Between you and him alone. If your brother sins again, I'm talking about Christians here. I'm talking us as Christians. You know what? The world looks at us and they scorn us. They say, there goes that crowd of Christians. How easily. You know what saddens me? Christians dragging each other to court. I think it saddens God as more, because I'm just a creation of one of God's creations, but it saddens me when I see Christians, churchgoers, men and women who says, I've got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who drags each other to court. Are you on your way to court this morning because you've been offended? I beg and plead with you, let it go. Let it go. The Bible says, if he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And so go and read it. You've no doubt heard this before. But you know what is absolutely amazing? Following this instruction about the offended brother, Matthew 18, read it from verse 15, when you have time. You get Peter that goes up to the Lord Jesus Christ and he said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and shall I forgive him? Up to seven times? And no doubt you have heard this scripture even many times before as well. You know what Jesus replied? He said, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. 70 times seven. And then Jesus tells a story. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wants to settle accounts with his servants. Go and read the story. I'm not going to share it with you right now. But how easily we are offended. And here the Lord says 70 times 7. Die Bybel sê dis beter om 'n saak te bedek as om dit gerug te maak en onmin te skep. Hoe maklik skep ons nie onmin nie. And so love, if Christ is indeed in us, if Galatians 2:20 apply this morning, you know what Galatians 2:20 says? It says, I have been crucified with Christ. Listen to this. It is no longer I that live, but Christ who now lives in me. That is love. Christ who lives in us. And if that true love lives in you, in your spiritual DNA, then that love covers offense as well. That love will let offense go. That love will make the extra effort to make it right with a family member, a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a daughter-in-law, son-in-law, your mother-in-law, the grandparents, the colleague at work. A spirit of offense. We live in a time that is saturated with the spirit of offense. And we as Christians, I trust that even this morning, as you listen to this radio broadcast, and maybe you've been offended by somebody or somebody offended you, that you would have it in your spirit to let it go. That we can truly say, Lord Jesus, your final words on the cross reminds me this morning, forgive them for they know not what they do. And yet you've left your word with us. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Lord, help us, according to Corinthians 13, love covets a multitude of sin and offenses. Lord, to let it go this morning. To forgive that brother and that sister. And yes, Lord, sometimes we are forgiven 4 times and 5 times and 6 times and 7 times, but you say up to 70 times 7. And it's so difficult, Lord. We are but mere mortals. And we so battle the flesh and the gray matter and our intellect. And with the so-called modern day and age and our smartphones and our emails and our technology. Here ons is so slim. En ons dink ons is so intelligent. Thank you, Lord, for not taking offense on our behavior this morning. Dankie, Here, dat U nie aanstoot vat oor ons optrede. Oor ons so min tyd moet U spandeer. Oor ons so min Bybel lees. Oor ons so min bid. Thank you for not taking offense with us this morning. Teach us, Lord, to let it go. Lord, help us to cry out to you this morning. The same way that you have forgiven us, let us forgive those who trespassed against us. Let us use the word of God, Matthew 5:23. Let us leave our gift at the altar and go and make it right with a brother or sister. Come work in our DNA this morning, Lord. Convict us. Speak to our spirit man, Lord, those that's on their way to the courts this morning, Christians, dragging Christians before the judicial systems of this world. Lord, help us to forgive, walk away. Help us to settle it outside of court before we even go to court. Help us not even to go there, Lord. He say, gebruik die geringste in die gemeente, die geringste in die gemeente, om reg te spreek tussen twee broers, 'n broer en 'n suster. But we don't follow the advice of Scripture, Lord. Forgive us for that. Here, moenie aanstoot vat omdat ons dom optree nie, asseblief. And so we thank you We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you this morning. Set us free in Jesus' name from the spirit of offense. We ask that in the mighty, majestic, healing name, restore that love in our DNA. Be our first love, Lord. Love us and help us to love others the way that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children says, amen and amen. Ek bid dat iets van vanoggend in jou hart sal vassteek. En dat jy daaraan sal vashou. En dat jy sal gaan en 'n verskil sal gaan maak. To go and be the difference that we so desire to see in our modern day and age.